As we come to the table, we hear these familiar words from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, from the beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks to the Lord, he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, many sleep, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come." So the reason that we are about to take this meal, and the reason that it is a meal that we are about to take, is because the Lord Jesus says to do this with the breaking of the bread and the feeding upon it, as we see in it not just the bread which we would consume by our mouths, but the Lord Jesus himself, who gives his life to us by faith. And when he gave the cup, Luke tells us that he divided it before the supper, and after the supper they took the cup. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So we drink a cup, because that's what Jesus said to do. And so it's a meal. That's why this is a table, not an altar. Because we've come to eat. Now, what kind of meal is it? What kind of hunger is being satisfied? Well, it's not the kind of hunger that just rumbles in the bottom of our tummies at the moment. Because Jesus says, or the Spirit says, by the apostle here, if you got that kind of hunger, eat at home. One of the problems that they had up in verse 21 was, "For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others." And he says in verse 22, "What, do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God?" This isn't a house meal. And it's not a food meal. It's a church of God meal. And a Jesus meal. Where we come to table together, and by means of eating bread and drinking the cup on earth, we feed upon and drink in the assurance and gladdening of Christ's covenant by his blood. And he stays in heaven, but he strengthens us and gladdens us by faith upon himself. So, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you have that faith by which you receive life from him, and if you have joined yourself to his church, to whom this meal is given as a church together, wait for one another, eat together, and drink together, not eating and drinking to stop the tummy rumbling, with eating and drinking, that your soul may be satisfied. In the Lord Jesus Christ.